Alright, here we go. Listen, the Rashid is not here, so he's not going to hack up with me. I need someone else to like take his place and hack up.
Okay, I'll do that.
But it's got to actually make sense, you know what I'm saying? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I'll have to keep up.
So has anyone, here we go. Pashas Ba'alaitzcha, for those that are starting the recording, start the recording now, Yudi. Okay, Pashas Ba'alaitzcha. No, it's going. Okay, new start, Yudi. Start it now. Pashas Ba'alaitzcha. There is a unique mitzvah in this parsha, and I'm going to start with a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which nobody knows, I guarantee you. Nobody knows this halacha, because no one does it. Even Minyan doesn't know this halacha. Has anyone ever seen a ger? A ger?
Yes.
Before he went to the mikvah, before he became Jewish, and then right after?
Yes.
Did he look any different?
No.
I'm going to read you.
Yes.
I'm going to read you halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this. Yairidea, Simon Reish, Samaches, Zak Di, Shulchan Aruch. He's talking about Hilchas Geirim. Yesh Aymim, Shei Galeach, Tzar Roisav, V'yitol, Tziporna Yadav, Raglaim, Kaidim Tvila. Before you go to the mikvah, Yei Galeach, Tzar Roisav. Shave your hair. Zak the Shach. We don't mean shave your hair because you have a chup and it's a chatzitza. Zak the Shach. I feel ain chatzitza. Even if there's no chatzitza, af al pikein yigaleach kol. What does kol mean? All of Sarah's, all of his hair. You got that? Because now he's Jewish. And guess what? Has anyone ever seen a baal tshuva?
Yeah.
Are they bald?
Yes.
Zak the shach. Zak the shach. Here we go. Wait a minute. What? Zak the Shach, where is it? Thank Ray Samaches, wise guy. Zak the Shach. V'chein ha-minhag b'mumrim kishachayzrim v'das Yisrael. Also a mummer who was a Jew, born a Jew, was a Jew, but he went off the derek a little bit, started doing probably Avodah Zarah, or came back. When he becomes from again, shave him bald, kol saraisa. Okay, so we have a lach and shulchan aruch and the shach. That a ger, what? Kol. Kol, in my definition, in my book, means all of his hair. Ping pong ball. That's the nuzzle we've been using, a ping pong ball. You know what a ping pong ball looks like? Very smooth, right? Ping pong ball. That's what. Now, so this is. What?
Lifting cup?
That's pretty uncomfortable.
Razor.
My bad.
Now, comes along. So this is the Shach, this is the Raman Shulchan Aruch. By a ger and by a baal tshuva, they need to shave off all the hair. Because hair represents tumah, perhaps. Hair represents. That's why people who have chups are just like showing off their tumah everywhere. What? We're going to get that. Great question, honey. We're going to get there. So now, we have, that's Raman Shulchan Aruch. The Shach does say, the Shach says that if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. So if you happen to know a ger who's not ball, like a ping pong ball, he can still be a ger. It's not ma'aki of the geris, but it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, what is the source? What is the source for such a halacha? Zak the Shach, the source is this week's parsha. How convenient. Zak the Pasuk. Right, the Shach sends us to this week's parsha. Parsha Ba'alaitzcha, Perek, Ches, Pasuk, Zion. Listen to the Pasuk. V'choy saseh lahem l'taharam. Right, the Mishkan was being put up. The Levim were given their jobs of service in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. V'choy taseh lahem, this is what you should do to them, l'taharam, to make them tahar. Hazeh aleihem mechatas, sprinkle on them mechatas. What's mechatas?
Paraduma water.
That removes tumas meis. V'heviru tar al kol bisaram. To what? Remove the hair with a tar. What's a tar?
Razor.
Not a lifting cut, a razor. Get a sharp Schick's, what's the name of razor?
One blade.
Gillette. If you, I don't know a name. Gillette? Get a Gillette razor. And shave them.
Patriots.
How much? Kol b'sarah. Okay, so Shaven Levy. Welcome, Shaven Levy. We'd like to inaugurate you into your service in the Avodah Zarah. Into your service in the Mishkan. But first, please go to Shmuley's Barber or Shai's Barber and request the 00 with a razor.
Why don't you like them first?
I don't know. It wasn't nice of me, right? Request 00 razor all over. Okay, now what does all over mean? Kol Basar means ping pong ball. It means everywhere. Anywhere you can imagine, that's where they're shaving. That's what Kol Basar means. Or perhaps it doesn't. That's what we're going to see in a minute. Okay, so this was Zuck the Shock. Zuck the Shock. Oh, great question. We're going to get there in a minute. Great question. Great question. Eyelashes too. Everything. Kol Basarim. Shave all the hair. Now, 1 minute. Rashi explains. What's going on over here? Rashi explains. He brings Rav Maisha Darshan. Because Levim were coming in, taking over instead of the Bechar, leading Klai Yisrael, Sheva Levi came in. And this was a kapar on the Bechiris. They did Avodah Zara and Sheva Levi didn't. And therefore, someone does Avodah Zara is like a dead person. A Metzaira is like a dead person. A Metzaira shaves his hair. So to them. A little bit long, like connecting the dots. Bottom line is, a Metzaira shaves his hair. A Metzaira is like a dead person. People do Avodah Zara like dead people. And therefore, the Levim were coming to do kapara for Avodah Zara people. They had to shave all their heads. Zat HaShach, that is the source for Gerim or Bali Tshuva to shave off their hair, okay? That is a fact. Now, I want to put on the table three questions which you all have been, or touching upon some of them at least, which is, let's start with the first one. Did they shave off their payas? Right, there's an Isidar Raisa of shaving off payas HaRosh and payas HaZaken. Isidar Raisa. Vas? Alosase. Losakifu. Losakifu. Right, you're not allowed to shave off. Good match in a second. So did they shave off
obviously
all of their hair, even the payas? So Yasla says, obviously, and I would like you to be right. The Gemara in Nazir, Daf Mem, says, Shleisha Megalchin, there are three people who shave. Who are the three people? Nazir, Mitzayra, and Levium. There's a mitzvah for a Nazir in his Tara process, shaves Mitzayra, and Levian.
But Gerim's not a person yet.
1 minute. They all shave. Now, Lemaise puts them together. And the Gemara, many places, says that the Mitzray, for example, is shaving off every part of his hair, even the Payas HaRosh, even the Payas HaZaken. So the fact that the Gemara puts together the Levian with the Mitzray and the Nazir would imply, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, would imply that all three of them are in the same boat. They're all getting completely shaven. That is the Pasha Pshat. And that is how the Shvus Yaakov learns, the Trumas Hadeshan, that it looks like they're shaving off everything, even Payas HaRosh. However, to be honest, Aharon, the Shevet Levi, gets shaven all the hair. Zat the Evan Ezra. Zat the Evan Ezra. However, not the Payah. The Evan Ezra says they do not shave off the Payas HaRosh. That's what the Evan Ezra says. The Rabbeinu Bachaya. Rabbeinu Bachaya says. Rabbeinu Bachaya says, not the Peah. Rabbeinu Bachaya says, Avoloa Peahs. So we have a Machlaikis over here. The Gemara seems to put them together with the Mitzrayah. Rashi puts them together with the Mitzrayah. A Mitzrayah shaves off everything. Yet Rabbeinu Bachaya Ebenezer says, not the Peahs. Seems to be a big Machlaikis here. I'm going to read you something very fascinating. Okay, listen to this. There is a Chizkuni. Wow, it's so quiet now. There is a Chizkuni in Parshas Metzaira, Perek Yudal Pasuk Tes. Listen to this Chizkuni. By Metzaira. A Metzaira, what does the Pasuk say by Metzaira? It says, call Sarah, that the Metzaira is Megaleach. It says the Metzaira is Megaleach. Call Sarah. Raishai, Zakanai, Gabas, Einav, Kol Sarah. A Mitzayra is definitely a ping pong ball. Completely everything gets shaven off. Zat the Chizkuni. Avogave Levim. But by Levim, it doesn't say all these words. What does it say? Tar akol basara. Therefore, he says, it has to look good. So Levim has to look good. And therefore, it doesn't mean shave off everything. It means shave off in a way that you're going to look good. Chiddush of the Chizkuni. So we have a huge machlekes over here.
Just
aside. What?
Just aside.
He says leave the payas, leave the eyebrows. By a mitzayra, everyone agrees they're shaving everything off. I thought the Gemara Nazir put them together with a Levi and the mitzayra. They also are shaving everything off. The Shvus Yaakov clearly says they're shaving everything off. Everything to include everything. Comes along the Evan Ezra, the Rebbeinu Machaya, and the Chizkuni, it says not like that. Okay, so we have a huge fight. What are the Levim shaving? So if you hold they're not shaving the Peyetz HaRosh, fine. But if they are shaving the Peyetz HaRosh, how are they allowed to do that? Isn't it the Daraisa of shaving off your Peyetz? So Max gave a great answer, which is there's a principle called Asei Docha Los Asei, which means when you have a mitzvah Asei, it can push off a Los Asei. What's an example of Asei Docha Los Asei?
Shatness.
And? Shatness and? Shatness is a Los Asei. What? Since this is an Asei, you're allowed to wear Shatness in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis properly. Because when the base of Mitzvah is built, Mashiach comes, we know what Tchelis is, and Tchelis is made from wool, then we will be wearing wool, even if it's cotton with other strings, which are cotton or pishtan. Anyway, that's an example of Asei Docha Los Asei. Zuck, Max! There's no problem for the Nazir, or sorry, for the Levim, to shave their Peyetz HaRosh. Because Asei of shaving, and the Los Asei of Peyetz HaRosh, no problem. Zuck the Heilig Achreinim, a Merdik Svara. And listen to this. Asei Docha Los Asei is only if they're equal, meaning they're on somewhat equal footing, which is, in this case, not true. Why? The Asei of Levium, you got someone ask me, how many times do Levium shave? How many times in history?
Once a month.
Once, period, ever in history. Only now. This was a mitzvah. This was a mitzvah only right then. As they were building, inaugurating the Mishkan, that was a mitzvah called a mitzvah l'sha'a, and not a mitzvah l'dayreis. It was not a mitzvah for generations. So they say a nice svara, maybe I say, which is like a temporary one time I say, does not push off the los asay, which is a los asay forever. The issur of shaving your peis is a los asay l'dayreis. That's something which you can never push off. And therefore, maybe that's the fight over here. It could be the Chizkuni and the others held, Asei Docha Los Asei does not apply here. Therefore, you're not allowed to shave the Peyetz HaRosh, Zaken. But the other ones would say, yeah, you could. It's a Rega Asei Docha Los Asei. That's one mahach. But let me tell you, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says like this, Kuf Yud, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that Kairach was talking to his wife. And they were bemoaning Moshe Rabbeinu. He said like this. If Lolu Itzay the Kairach, Amrele, Kairach's wife said to Kairach, Chazi my Ka'avid Moshe. Look what Moshe is doing. Ihu Malka, he is the king, the Achva Shabak, his brother the Kayin, Rabbi. And then he says like this. He says a lashon of the oy, the gayez le lemezaychu. Gayez le lemezaychu. Do you know what those words mean? No. Gayez lemezaychu. I also know what the words mean. Look at Rashi. Gayez lemezaychu. Rashi quotes the pasuk in this week's parasha. He quotes the view tar al kol besaram. They were bemoaning the fact that they had to shave. And Zad Rashi, what's the big deal? Zad Rashi, u'mesachek b'chem ki'ilu atem shaitim. He's making you all look like fools. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is making us all shave and we look terrible. According to the Chizkuni, they took a shave, they looked really good. They left over the good amount of the hair and they looked good. They looked yofi, according to the Chizkuni. But it seems to be against this Gemara. Because Rashi's learning what the Gemara is, that they look like fools, they look like shaitan, they look like ping pong ball, they're completely bald. So it seems that we have a raya that they were completely shaven. Okay, so that's part one over here. Part one was, did they completely shave or not? Definitely a machlokas. The Pajit says they completely were shaven like a mitzvah and a nazir. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud says that they were really upset about it, they looked like fools. So seemingly they did shave. How were they allowed to shave? It's an Issa Daraisa. Seemingly you could say Asay Dochalos, say even though the Asay was only the Shah and not for Dairis, or was a special one-off. That's part one. Now part two. When did the shaving happen? When did they shave? So we won't go through all the Midrashim and the Gemaras, but it seems pretty clear from Rashi in Parshas Naso, Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, and the Chassam Sofer in Shabbos, Sadik Dalet learned, they shaved on Shabbos. Based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin, it seems to be that this event was happening on the seventh day. They built the Mishkan, and on the seventh day was the day of shaving for the Levim. And it all started on Sunday, so the seventh day from Sunday would be Shabbos. So, Frech Chassam Sofer, how were they allowed to shave on Shabbos? There's an Issa D'Oraisa of shaving on Shabbos. Asay D'Ochalos does not help by Shabbos. Why not? It's too stringent. It's kares, it's skila. It's what?
Big guns.
And therefore, you cannot shave. We don't say Asay D'Ochalos on Shabbos. Therefore, Frech Chassam Sofer, how were the Levim allowed to shave on Shabbos? So the Chazon Ish asks this question, says the Harasha. Harasha means, Hashem said, no questions asked. Which means it's against the rules. I mean, it does not fit with the rest of Torah. It does not fit with all the halakha that we do know. But like Hashem wrote the book, he can tell us when to do different things. And fine, Harasha, that's Chazon Ish's answer. Chassam Sofer did not like that answer. And the Chassam Sofer said, he's not watching anything. Chassam Sofer said like this. You ready? Zat Chassam Sofer. In order to be doing Chilul Shabbos, the hairs had to be a certain length. Erev Shabbos, they cut the hairs to be a little bit shorter than that length. The only thing that was remaining was a little bit fuzz. That little bit fuzz was what they shaved off on Shabbos. That was enough for the Kiyum Mitzvah of Levium shaving. That's what they did on Shabbos, but it wasn't Chilul Shabbos because it wasn't long enough.
What did they shave with?
Ta'ar, a razor.
Gillette.
Razor.
Isn't the rice of Gozes only to use the
hair? Ah, very good. We got that in 1 second. Okay, so answer number two. How are they allowed to shave on Shabbos? So the first answer was Harasha, breaking the rules. Second answer was that they shaved Erev Shabbos to get it so short that the remaining hair was not long enough, was not the sheer of Chilul Shabbos. Great, that's a loophole. That is the second answer. Comes along, Ellie, with a third answer. And this answer is huge, and it's great. And listen to this. The third answer is, what Issa D'Oraisa is there when you shave on Shabbos? What's the malacha?
Goizes.
You're a genius. Goizes, which means shearing. Right? They would shear, they would cut the hair off of animals in the Mishkan. That is the malacha of Goizes. Goizes is one of the Lamed Tes malachas. So now, Zuck Tysis, when you shave your hair, when you get a haircut on Shabbos, are you doing the malach of Goizes or not? Zuck Tysis, you're not doing the malach of Goizes. Why? Because Goizes is when you want the hair. Right? They would shear the wool off the sheep, so they would have a nice blanket. They would have a nice sweater. They would have hair. But when you're getting a haircut, you're not saving the hair. You're discarding the hair. Hey, Akiva, you're discarding the hair and, nice shave, you're discarding the hair and,
I ain't jump.
You're discarding the hair and therefore, there should be no Issa D'Oraisa, Zuck Tysis, getting a haircut, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, but once according to Reb Shimon, there is no Issa D'Oraisa to get a haircut because you're not doing it for the intended purpose. That is the Rambam Shita. That will be an answer over here. According to Reb Shimon, who allows you, mid-arise, at least to get this haircut, then no problem. According to Yehuda, it'll be a problem. But the Ramban argues, yes, it's that machlokes. But the Ramban, and this and this, the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, Tysis, you got it all wrong. The malacha of shearing, of goizes, is not for the hair. The malacha is hair removal to look good. The malacha is to get the hair off, out of the way. Why? Because in the Mishkan, Zat the Rivash, in the Mishkan, what'd you say?
Like for model sheep, you want your sheep to be like...
They want model... You ever see those poodles, like with the shear and the little ball they had? That's what they wanted. No, that's not what they wanted. But what do they want? They wanted the skins. They wanted to have the skin smooth to use the skins to make the materials of the Mishkan.
They sheared them straight from the animal.
Okay.
So but, that the cloth was not needed. They didn't need to shave off.
The Rivash says that the reason the malacha that they were doing on Shabbos was to get the skins. They wanted the skins. And therefore, Zach the Rivash, the Ran, what?
We want the malacha. I thought the malachas are to make things like a shirt.
So by according to the Rivash, the Ran, the Ran, the malacha over here was hair removal, getting rid of that thing in your hand, getting rid of the hair to make you look pretty. Therefore, even if your intention is not for the hair, it would still be a malacha d'oraisa. And therefore, if you get a haircut on Shabbos, according to the Ramban, there's an issur d'oraisa because you are now looking good. You got the hair off, you're looking good. What? You still look better. So now, you can say this, fine. So now, so listen to this. So according to the Ramban, the malacha, the issur d'oraisa, the haircut on Shabbos, is because you're looking good. And therefore, maybe you have a problem. How would Levim allow to get the haircut? But if you say like the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, that says Levim looked terrible. They looked like fools. They felt like fools. They're walking around like ping pong balls. Therefore, they didn't look good. So then there's no malacha deraisa of getting the haircut. So this could be another pshat. Whether you hold like Taisus, that the issur is only if you need the hair. Or you hold like the Ramban, the issur is because you're looking good. If you get a haircut that makes you look bad, so then perhaps there will be no issur d'oraisa. One more answer on this point is that there is a heter in Shabbos, which they would use a lot in the Holocaust, when they had to work on Shabbos, they didn't want to do chillah Shabbos. You have two people do a malacha that one person could do, that's not issur d'oraisa. Right, so I heard stories of it. They had a schlep stuff. So instead of one person carrying, which they could have carried it, they had two people carry it. It's called Shnayim Shasu. Two people that do the work of one. So here's a Gishmaka answer. Could be over here. How many people does it take? It's like a riddle. Right? How many people does it take to shave a person?
Two.
Really takes one.
Go shy. You can say the same thing for
Shino. Right.
You can say the same thing
now,
for Shino.
So here's the story.
They shave them with the Shino.
Here's the story. Zakt Amari Dekim Halavir. Could be. The Issur d'oraisa of shaving, one person can shave. But let's say they had two people shave.
Can't do two things on one person.
If you had two people shave, that's spooky stuff. But if you have two people shave, so then it's Shnaim Shasuhu, and therefore it's not Issur d'oraisa. Listen to this pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. Okay, the pasuk says, Hem. V'choy sase lahem l'tarim. This is what you do to make the Levim tar. I need someone to translate. Hazei alei mechatas. What does that mean? Hazei. Sprinkle. Is hazei plural or singular?
Plural
or singular?
Singular.
Okay, we're going to make this easier. Singular or singular?
Singular.
Right! It's singular, okay? Good. Next one. Veheviru. Tar al kol basaram. Veheviru. Plural or singular?
Plural.
Hiza, the sprinkling was lashon yachid, singular. Wow. One person sprinkled. Veheviru tar al right al basaram. Plural. That's why they get married. The chavetzat hasharon makes this diik. Perhaps the shaving was done by two people. Why would two people shave? Maybe to avoid this issue. Okay, the last part over here is, the Chassam Sefer wants to say, okay, so we've done two sugyas now. Sugya number one is, did they shave off the peyos or not? Sugya number one. Sugya number two, shaving on Shabbos, how would Levim allowed to shave on Shabbos? We had a few answers, Harasha, less than the shear, or they didn't look good, or two people did it. Now, the last point over here is, there's another Chassam Sefer that says, I have another answer. They didn't shave on Shabbos. Even though it seems to be against Arashi, perhaps. He said, maybe there's a machlekes. Maybe they didn't shave on Shabbos. Fine. Let's say they didn't shave on Shabbos. Zalach Sam Seifer, so when did they shave? The pasuk says they shaved. They shaved on Sunday. But they had to go to the mikvah. Zalach Sam Seifer, they went to the mikvah on Shabbos. became Tahar on Shabbos, and they went to the barber, they got shaved on Sunday. Okay, so let's just take that, that's an answer. Then, what was the question? Have to be shaved on Shabbos. The answer, they didn't shave on Shabbos, great. But, so what do they do according to this Chacham Sofer? Mikvah on Shabbos, and then haircut on Sunday. There's a concept called Kol ha'oimed ligzayz kigazuz dami. Anything which is oimed, which is destined, about to be cut, it's like it's cut already. And therefore the Beis Yosef, in Yerideya, Simon Kuf, Tzadik Ches says, if a lady has long fingernails and she's going to cut those fingernails off, she cannot go to the mikvah until she cuts them off. Because those long fingernails are about to be cut. She's going to cut them soon. We view it as if it's already cut. So it's a chatzitza. Because you now have these fingernails that are going to be cut. We view them like they're cut and they're stuck. So they're like they're cut off. But it has to be oimei lixis. If it's not going to be cut off, so then it's not going to be good. And if you're going to keep pushing off, then it's not oimei lixis. It's a great question, Benjamin and Shlomo. It's a great question. Now, like this. So here you have over here. Anything that's about to be cut off is like it's cut off, and therefore it's a chatzitza now. Azezat the Beis Yosef. The Chassam Sofer, somewhere else, I told you guys earlier, there's a chasish and minhag, and which is that the women shave their heads completely off. Sorry, I said it again. They shave their hair on their heads completely off, but they don't do that before the wedding because it won't look good for pictures. So what they do, the night, the day after the wedding, that's when they get the haircuts. And then Kippy told me that the two mothers come and like it's a whole ceremony. Shave off. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool.
Pictures
and everything. Anyway, but Fetach Sam Sefer. How can this lady go to the mikveh before her wedding? She goes to the mikveh before her wedding, but she has this hair on her head, which is going to be cut off very soon. Fetach Sam Sefer. Call her Aymed. The hair that's on her head is about to be shaven off the next day. It should be considered as if it's shaven off right now. It should be a chatzitza. As they frak the Chassam Sofer. Same question we could ask over here. The Levim that were going to get their hair cut off on Sunday, how were they allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? They're going to get cut off.
Shabbos can't get it cut.
Though. So, it's Aymed. So someone is saying, Chassam Sofer says, that since it's the whole wedding and the whole night after the wedding, in between the mikvah and the haircut, that's long enough. What? That's long enough, and therefore it's not like kol ayme ligzay. So maybe here also, that there's enough time in between Shabbos, when they're getting the haircut, that could be considered not kol ayme ligzay. There's another answer out there, there's the Yosef from the Zeruah, which is, if it's from the guf, it doesn't make a chatzitza. It's only if it's not from the guf. Anything from the guf doesn't make a chatzitza. So that could be another mahalach. And we'll end with that. Have a wonderful day.